It is important to set up one's motivation by thinking that I must achieve the complete, perfect, peerless Buddhahood as quickly as possible in order to benefit all mother sentient beings, whose number is infinite like space. For that purpose, I should listen to this teaching carefully and practice.
Kaan sembar chabi chunis, kut lozan chalin, temba jansun zebi, doje tikwi lamji dudon, sanchen dusi nyingwo shi chabi yon denye yinba shis.
And the teaching that you're going to listen today is the condensed meaning of the path of Vajravehikala, the essence of the nectar of the great secret, composed by Kirti Losan Tile Tenpa Gyatso.
Chintuta yong ten cheba la se, zabi sache, anin chen tong sheba che, yong ku tong sheba che, nju ku tong sheba che ne, sache sumyo yinbari siru.
So this text is explained under three headings. The first one is the meaning of title, second meaning of the text, and third meaning of the conclusion. So the first one among these three, first one is completed, and we are on the second one. So the second one, the meaning of the text is explained under three headings. First one is the door for entering the explanation, B is finally setting out the explanation itself, and C, the way of concluding the explanation. So the first one, the for entering the explanation, is referring to the expression of homage and promise to compose the text. So these are completed. So we're in the second one, which is the finally setting out the explanation itself, so which is the actual explanation of the text. So it's kind of complicated going through these outlines all the time. Maybe it will confuse you. So I'm not going through these outlines.
Oh, titi da, do do na. And then you see about it. Towa sangji jom den dis, ane. Ah, kar so ren. Jikne to penis, tene durjala ta. Ah, chujirun ba nam. Arwa mangwo su song imba yo imba diserwa.
So the point is like this: the conqueror, the Buddha Shakyamuni, came to this world and turned the different discourses of different sets of teachings taught to the disciples.
What the time Jesus do? What do you say? The what chambu hu tene? Deno thang se ne? Thimengi deno se chende da?
So all the teachings that are taught by the Buddha Shakyamuni can be summarized or condensed into two baskets, the baskets of Mahayana and baskets of Hinayana.
Oh, 어때 대비기다 대과 첨부터라 낭시기스 아니 주파로드 첨비 대과 당시 아니 주부 도제 대과스 지리 니 용구 요인 바리스로
노스 So the Mahayana path, the vehicle, is divided into two. Further divided into two, the Gyudorje Tekpa, the causal vehicle, the Vajra vehicle, and resultant Vajra vehicle.
Oh, that is good. Ta, oh, that I believe that Jundihe, ane Tekpa chenbo niye da tamokun jugodes. Then conjunction like Japson Rova tongues, and a judgment of the same people, they are deemed by the servants.
So, the common door for in order to enter these two types of vehicles, okay, the cause and effect paths of Mahayana is going for refuge in three jewels and generating the bodhicitta.
No, did you? ओ तने से तो ता नासे के तिनी के छेबार कांटिस के गरे से दु ता आ दोंगा जी ता तुवा छे छेबो नि योंग को रवास तिनी के छेबार ते स आ ता तावी ही गोन छेबार छिबा मे यिन बारे से रवा
सो व्हेन यू डिफरेंशिएट दीस टू टाइप्स ऑफ व्हीकल्स ऑफ महायाना They are not differentiated in terms of the view of emptiness. So the practitioners of the followers of the these two vehicles equally pursue or try to cultivate or attain the enlightenment, fully enlightenment.
Ready to? A chepartus, and the tobar chebig, and a lam yam to lentur yichani in Bariserva.
So they are differentiated mainly on the basis of the independence on their means to practice or the methods they use to, when they are on the path.
Ready to? Lamtalata, Tabhi, Chani Yungu Yorisrava.
So, when this path has two aspects, you know, the method aspect and wisdom aspect.
Cheduta, Tangi Kontiava Nagirse, any, Herabi Chani, Dongak, any, Tikin, Tiwachimbo Nilas, Chebars came in Barisrava.
In terms of the wisdom aspect, there's no difference. Both of these two types of vehicles, they equally practice in terms of wisdom aspect. There's no difference. So they are differentiated mainly on the method aspect.
Tobjan Tartuta, Chokutan, and Zukus in Ni in Bariserva. Tedudan, Dogan Nicola, and Chokutan number Tumbig Lam, Tawany Tobig and Tabagombi of Chiqua in Bariserva.
Okay, so the final attainment is Dharmakaya and Sambhogakaya, right?
Zuku,
Dharmakaya, and form Zuku is the Rupakaya. Right, Rupakaya and Dharmakaya. These two are the two different two forms of the beings. So, in order to attain these, both of the Mahayana, the Sutra tradition and Tantra tradition, they both practice the emptiness or the correct view of emptiness in order to attain Dharmakaya, or they can practice emptiness. Which eventually be known as Dharmakaya. So there's no difference in terms of the path which eventually achieved the Dharmakaya. They both practice that path, which is the emptiness.
다 제발 저 즈쿠 넘버 텀빌 하이 난 요금 요메 괜히 임바르스로 와.
So the difference between these two is the in terms of zuku da namba tu lam gumgi yumek chani they are differentiated you know the on the basis of the paths which is similar to the form or rupakaya
monte
dia gusre mas ge di zuku da
namba tu mi ge da lam gumbi gumgi yumek chani imbars
zuku da namba tu mi lam gumgi yumek chani res they are differentiated in on the basis of the path which is a similar to which has a similar aspect to the form body okay one the sutra does not have that kind of method yet tantra has that method to you can practice that the path which is a similar aspect to the form body or rupakaya
what tells you that robs ka sang hie sang sing yu ji ser wa then you do that nga la ju ki go te ta an yin ba ri ser wa
so these are already explained probably you understand so as I mentioned earlier that the entrance gate to mantra is initiation
what yang ta doje lobon se en cheni dang a denba ki re an denbi thonis ta ngala hyung du tomar wang hyu go yor se ro
so therefore it is important to receive initiations in order to enter into mantra yana or mantra by relying on a qualified master
what wang hyu chadu se ta on du setene k langbis da tamtsuk dong dombasong ya de ne nyamne ge da ye chari ser wa
so when having achieved or received these initiations then your main practice or your foundation of your practice will be to abide by the samayas and vows that you have committed to keep does it make sense
no te ta ten is ene chodang ta du ja ji chodang tomo gu ngo du go yor ser wa di thon du se te ne ji de oma ta du ji na se ma ta ji na yor dang se me ji na yor sa sa da nyam se le ya yo im bar ser wa
So then what are you looking for in this case what kind of goal that you have di khars di thobja di thobja dirwa ke
mo ta dubja thar du dubja te ta chodang thomo ko ngu du dub go yo rwa
na so your when you practice tantra your final establishment is to establish the common attainment and uncommon attainment does it make sense
dubja te
these two are the main final goal or final achievement right So in order to attain that in terms of lower tantras lower classes of tantras they practice the yoga with sign and yoga without sign
ta nga la meta du chenas then jerum dangse zogrum gun nan jorniam se lengu yo yin parse
and according to the highest yoga tantra you need to engage in the practices of generation and completion stages in order to attain the final attainments
ta tende sing sa ri ro wan de ta yude ho ma re be na cha ju da bu se ne che ring zhen du ni se ne kar wa ma wo fe ta che kar so kar wan mawo parte da ni thaba che ni ge de ne a chou ni sa ha ni ge de ba an sang ji ba ta kar so ri se ji lu chi la sang ji ba yo re sing ge su yo yin sa re ro da
you do all my like so okay according to lower tantra cultivating so you try to accomplish with this is what is called the longevity, right? The longevity, and also you gain a power in relation to your lifespan, and in this way you extend your life for much longer than this the life you know span that we have. So through this during this life, you practice. So then you practice the yoga with sign and without sign, and then through that you can achieve the final achievement or final attainment.
So the
gaining power with your lifespan is by complete practice or the practice in relation to yoga without sign. Okay, or by practicing yoga without sign, you gain this power of extending one's lifespan for a number of years, right? Your lifespan now remain for eons and eons. Okay, once you gain this power, so through this, and then you
on
practice.
Glass, and the sound you come on top of you, say,
through this, then you can achieve the enlightenment, Buddhahood, for within in that lifetime.
That Jepar Chaviki in Baris Rava. Jepar Chaviki in Baris Rava.
That is something you should research. That's something that you should analyze or investigate.
So
the attaining enlightenment within this very short lifetime, without it depending upon depending accumulations of merit for three incalculable eons, is the specialties of the highest yoga tantra. Does it make sense? That's the special future or quality of highest yoga tantra. So the tantra, there are four classes, as you know, the action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and the highest yoga tantra.
Jedita, kasan che tam der se chabi ju la chu dang ju me ji wang ke no rong che jing lam de ji ni wa jo la se ka za ban de yin ba de se ja ji.
So that is the section we stopped in the last class, you remember, which is on page 7. It says, in action tantra, one is made into a suitable vessel by the water and crown empowerments.
Then?
And potentials for the path and results are deposited. In performance tantra, the five empowerments
yeah,
are...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. 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 Okay.
All right. Okay. Deposited. So in terms of the mandala, when you receive initiation, you must receive this initiation independence on upon a mandala, right? So the mandala has to be either dunsu means the sand mandala, or painting mandala, painting something you draw drawing on cloth. And for specific, you know, a special disciples, it says, duje kebran gashila, for specific, a special disciples, it could be a, something means meditative equipoise mandala. There's a mandala, specific mandala, which is called meditative equipoise mandala.
Ta, luchir se ando tende meyimba nirwa.
But for this tantra, regarding action tantra, there's no body mandala.
And there's no
none of the conventional bodhicitta mandala, ultimate bodhicitta mandala, and then there's the bangi jingkor sadi tsiki karpa jida ni tende hawa tende baba ingi di tirwa kengi bangi jingkor
taba ki tetaka nanti kira wate yagat ke marbe te.
Okay, so that is the baga mandala. So the action tantra has one initiation, which is the vase initiation. The action tantra does not have the three higher initiations.
That then, the one that lasts, and the doji lomi ke wang tang, doji lobonji ang sa sigre ni yung yoroba.
So the vase
lobonji ang yang may yimbari yoroba.
Vase initiation sometimes has two types, okay, Vajra Master's initiation and Vajra Disciples initiation. Okay, Vajra Disciples initiation and Vajra Master's initiation. So this Action Tantra does not have Vajra Master's initiation.
That any the name to the Chajigu Maris and Joju Lion, Doji Lowanji on May Bar Serva.
Joju Lanos, it's not only action tantra, also the performance tantra also does not have the Doji Lovinua Vajra Master's initiation.
The name to the Jedu Anne.
So the main thing that is the initiation for action tantra is the gyunorong de cheba se puma chigu ma shiyo ma res
Okay,
so in order to ripen disciples' continuums, there are a water initiation and a crown initiation. So, in dependence upon these two initiations, then you will deposit or leave an imprint of practicing the path. Okay, you leave a potential to be able to practice the path and also to be able to achieve the result. And you are now become a suitable vessel to practice the yoga with sign and yoga without sign. And then what kind of imprints that it will leave by receiving the water initiation, the imprint of achieving the Dharmakaya imprint, which will enable us to achieve Dharmakaya, and the crown initiation will leave imprints which enable us to achieve the Rupakaya. So then how to bestow this initiation, or how to receive this initiation? You need to rely on a fully qualified Vajra master, and then the first ritual is the ritual of earth. Earth ritual. First you need to investigate whether that's appropriate place to build the mandala, or to paint the mandala, or to build the mandala.
Investigate. Ta tene rongwi sa nye song na se ane ti dago ta nangwa tang menangwa se ti be dago dago mi dago song yo na ta la rampan ra wote ni ane kandar ti ma kakwas go yo se.
Once you have found appropriate place, a location, then you need to further analyze whether that is still allowed to build a mandala or not. You have, another word is, you need to ask the local deities or the owner of that.
Okay, so the
landlord, okay, can be human beings, right? Humans, you need to ask them, or ask him or her to, you need for the permission. And likewise, you need to also need to ask if there's none, if there's any non-humans, you know, you should ask, you need to ask them to be able to build this mandala by giving palma offerings. So this is called the salam, means you taking the place or the looking, settling the location.
That's sumba sadyangba say in body.
And the sumba.
Sadyangba say then.
Sumba sadyangba.
That then sadyangba say.
And then the purifying the location.
Cheduda, tala kunzo gudyangba dang, pondam gudyangba san ni yong yosro.
So this purification has two types, conventional purification and ultimate purification. Okay, so then you need to recite the mantra of that particular deity. The mantra here is the is referring to the action mantra of that particular deity. And you need to recite that mantra at the same time. You need to splinking water. Splinking a mustard seed. Sprinkling water. Sprinkling. Okay, I practice later. Okay, you understand that? Sprinkling water. Mustard seed. And also dirt. Ash. This is called the conventional purification.
Ashes.
And then the second purification is called the ultimate purification. Is you need to meditate or think about that. The location is empty of inherent existence, or merely labeled by mind. Nothing exists from its own side. That is called the ultimate purification. And then the next one is called the holding the earth. The word is hold, but I'm not sure. You hold the location, hold it. Does it make sense? You hold it. You hold your place when you have teachings or some so forth. You reserve it. Yeah, exactly. That's the word. Perfect. And then what you do is here you have the Vajra Master and other four attendants, okay, to in order to build the mandala. So the Vajra Master will sit in the center. And the four attendants are seated in four directions. Is this under reserving? Yeah, reserving, yes. And then you will generate, they generate into the five Dhyani Buddhas. And the four, yeah, the center Vajra Master in the four directions.
Like
the four attendants sit in the four directions, and they generate in the four, five Dhyani Buddhas. Five family Buddhas, Buddha families. And they will make this request to the actual five Dhyani Buddhas in a space. It says Namkar Shukpi. Request them to be to get this permission to draw this mandala. And then the next one is protect the earth, that location, and bless it. That is, I explained earlier, do you remember that? By putting this, how do you call that? Staggers in four directions. Purba, yeah. So in terms of the number of the purbas here, sometimes there are five purbas you put in directions. Sometimes there are ten purbas. Ten.
Five and ten.
And the next one is the preparatory practice. Now, when you have done all these things, then you reach the preparatory practice, right? That is the first thing of that. Is the preparatory practice of the earth goddesses,
goddess.
That is you making a request, you know, you make request to this earth goddess, goddess, and also offer dharmas and so forth. Second preparatory practice is the preparatory practice of mandala. And then the preparatory of mandala is you, the initial draw of mandala, which is you put the heaps in different directions and also generate all the deities of that particular tantra practice. Okay?
Kaise?
Tiliyata, tsumbukuyata. So the incomplete front generation you practice here. Then the next one is called the preparatory practice of vase. And then vase has two types, action vase, and Victoria vase is you need the number of the deities, whatever the the same, how do you call that? You need as many interior vases as the deities of that particular tantra practice. Does it make sense? No. The action, and then Victoria vase, right? We're talking about a Victoria vase. Victoria vase, okay. You need Victoria, the same amount or same number of the deities of that particular mandala. At least the minimum number is you need one. So then in that case, the one single vase, you need to generate the entire deity of that particular mandala inside the vase. Likewise, you need to consecrate the action vase. So these are called the preparatory practice of the vase, or vases, whatever called. Action and consecrate.
Lebum se ada tak tujuan tu baca contoh ni kita ni kacau gaya sendawa di pembater istilah.
So the action vase is the vase that we use normally. You know, you sprinkle waters, and where that vase has that is referring to the action vase. So the vase has specific measurements, you know. You cannot just build or make a mandala, the vase, without having this proper measurement.
And
you need to fill up that vase with water and put these vase substances. Pumze is a vase substances. So this water that you put in a pour in the vase has to be very clean. That water is, you know, haven't drink by horses and cows.
It says that. Clean water.
And then the next one is called the request. Sorvatapa. And when you complete all these things and complete the mandala, then the in preparatory practice of the disciples.
Was the request part of the preparatory?
Request So that request, that request is met by Vajra Master to the deity, the main deity, in order to Yes, that's part of preparatory practice. Yes. That's a request, It's a separate, but it's a within the preparatory practice. Yes. And then the preparatory practice of disciples.
So gōnōng jō hēng sē, zōbō jē bā sē.
Zō jē bā sē nē kā rē kēng, lā zō jē bā sē. So in terms of the preparatory practice of the disciples,
Sāchī ngā yō rē sē tē.
Has a five categories, okay? First one is setting up the motivation and generating as the main deity, he says. That's the, according to Lord Tantras, okay, Lord Tantra classes, he says, setting
up the motivation
and generating oneself as the main deity. And in terms of Hast Yoga Tantra, you set up your motivation and then receive the inner initiation. Namakuwa, or bestowing the inner initiation. Since you have received many initiations, you're probably very familiar with these things. No?
No?
Yes. Highest yoga tantra is okay. Setting up motivation, set motivation, and nawakurvas. The loving makurvas, nawakurvas.
Then am nawakurvas in degree what's it called?
Teachers are getting the data and got so on that sick the tata sush.
Get an angotella key on nang answered the nanka on kursi gorda.
Okay, so the bestowing the inner initiation.
I'm going to get a little more about
it. Yeah, bestowing the inner initiation.
Then, such a new word, there's a sort of word, Davjings,
and
then to Juga, same word.
And then, second one is making request.
And then to Juga, same word. Move and then to Juga, same word.
And,
Nagla, move.
And stabilize your interest into Tantra. Yeah, that's part of the second one, actually. So you actually need to request three times, you remember, in order to receive the initiation? And then the Vajra Master emphasized that you must have a stable interest of Mirba is like a faith. Mirba is a very complicated word, and then I don't have words for that, which is like interest or faith in Tantra. Very strong, enthusiastic feeling towards Tantra.
Interest is that the injury of
La, interest is right again.
The injury of interest.
Mirba said it's a big drum and rest. Mostly.
The owner, the chief agent, don't, yeah.
Chick than the cashes loves her, the Koran's of Kari, Dangu.
Yeah. That's tennis some bass. Domba zongings, chingy lava, see him.
And third, the hold the vows and blessing. I don't know how to say that. Domba zongings.
Then chingy lava.
Okay, receive the vows and receive the blessings. I think that's better. Chinji Laba is like, okay, bestowing the blessings, maybe from the perspective of Vajra Master, the way in the word comes. Chinji Laba.
Ani Domba Zong Seya, that jude tanda chaju dan joju ni ilas. Doje lovongji an medus, ani ngakji Domba Zong ya yo maris.
So, since the Lord Tantra, in terms of the action and performance Tantra, do not have the Vajra Master's initiation, right? So, therefore, there is no you do not take the tantric vows, okay? Tantric vows. There is no tantric vows.
So
the vows that you received in here in this case is the Bodhisattva's vows.
Yes. And
then the since you only received Bodhisattva's vows, then in terms of precepts that you should abide by is the 18 root downfalls, 18 root vows, and the 46 secondary vows. And then there's the Kari Inzasa again.
Inzasa Marita, Chaju the Jojus, Judasosu Nanis, Chigane, Soyak, Tamsik, Tin Mambos, Soyo Imbats.
But the excuse me, action and performance tantra, there are many different types of the presentations of attainments to keep. Does it make sense? Okay, that is for example, okay, what I mentioned to you, that one's not clear. So, for example, in terms of action tantra, it requires lots of cleanliness, right? You remember? And you're not allowed to eat meat, onions, garlic and sema sachomar again. Labuk is the white daikon reddish. And so forth. There are many things mentioned. So these are the samayas.
Okay.
Then in terms of the yoga and highest yoga tantra, you need to take the both vows in order to receive the initiation. Both means bodhisattva vows and as well as tantric vows. They have the Vajra Master's initiation. So Vajra Master's initiation is that the Vajra Master is kind of nominating you as the Vajra Master's substitute. It's not like that. Okay, hold on, please. The Vajra Master is putting you in his or her position. Okay, so the third line is, you remember that receiving the vows and receiving the blessings. That is, Vajra Master is touching your three places in body, heart, throat, and crown, and Hong A Om. Reciting Hong A Om.
And
the fourth one is called the throwing the tooth stick, right? Soshin Doshin. And Chorchu Jimba is Chorchu Sosum Jimba. Throwing the tooth stick and giving you the water. The water is as a stone water here, I don't know the exact word. Kyorchu is a how do you call that? Anyway, the water.
Di mingla karsi gorti. Di chorba si gira bati.
Ale kyorchu, okay, just they bring you the water in your palm, right? And so forth three, it says, so forth three.
Oh, tini indiyo da, sohing thorni da, ngurub karendo, takba, imbari chaba.
So the during you when you throw the stick, tooth stick, you are observing or analyzing, checking with what kind of siddhi that you're going to receive.
No, teji. Ta tene kyorchu soksum jiba siddhi ta chujin ya jikhi.
And giving the kyorchu and so forth three. His first one is giving the water. Second one is giving you the kusha grass. And third, giving you the protection cord. So this is the fourth
one.
And a fifth one is called the generating happiness and checking the dreams, or observing or checking the dreams. So these are the preparatory practice in relation to the disciples.
Oh, it is. That you are good on do any thing called the Hugadans, Hugni Angurwas, such a need of us.
So the actual initiation is entering into mandala, and after you having entered into mandala, bestowing the initiation.
Oh, the name of that, you got the
two types, right?
Oh, tenis kan itu dah. Tapi yang kor di hujan di kor di mana, lama kat tu yang kau jual siapa? Nih juga ni, hujan angkut dia tangki siapa sahaja caju lah dah, cuma cuma di angin siapa ni siapa?
Yes. I will explain this during the highest yoga tantra. In terms of having entered into mandala, bestowing initiation is done in this case, action tantra. There's two initiations.
Oh, that is an tatin is jinang, says Yoyin Bari.
Yes.
Ank tatin la jinang.
And as a conclusion of the initiation, there's a subsequent permission.
Oh, then you do that.
That is a permission that you are allowed to give teachings to others.
And there is an initiation,
such as the seven royal symbols, and the eight auspicious symbols. And in relation to the performance tantra, there are five empowerments. It's called the five wisdom empowerments.
It
says here in performance tantra, the five empowerments of the lineages are conferred.
Rigpa said again,
in a lineage, Lord.
Hmm?
Lineage.
Тогда рыг на сега дикэ чайн дирова.
Аленос. Рыг паса дирова там дэ.
Кэдэ рыг. Тэнэ инду дат. А нга ти дэ рисэ. Анэ чуан сэ чик зи бар сэрова.
So the five initiations are water initiation.
Анэ чомэн дэ ванг чи.
Crown initiation.
Анэ доджи ванг чи.
Vajra initiation.
Анэ трви ванг чи.
Bell initiation.
Анэ мэнг ванг чи.
And name initiation.
Oh, tengalata, ribi anga segio imbariro.
These are called the five wisdom initiations.
Got it.
Wisdom initiation digoroki.
Oh, ipaji tene insari. That tene songji ke domba tata tangi keba na yirse. Di na duga songji domba ne. Jangsem labi ye dang rang rang ke yun songi tamsik suri ke songse.
Yes.
Сэтанди чачу нига чихвари сэрва.
Нас.
Тамачи блог татанго.
Окей.
Сунги домбанес.
To the next. The vows to be guarded, are the basis of the training of bodhisattvas.
Ранран кэ дюны зонви, тамсэк зонви зонц.
One should properly guard the commitments taught in each specific tantra. So these are the same in terms of for both action and performance tantra. So having received these empowerments, initiations, then one must keep and the vows. There's a specific tantric text, it's called the Vajra Garland. Okay, the text name is Vajra Garland. In that text, that text says that even the action tantra, initiations. Reggae. One must bestow the five initiations of wisdom. Five wisdom initiations. And then the most important thing that you should know is the action tantra has three different types. Three types of action tantras. And the first one is the Tathagata lineage action tantra. And the main lineage will be the Shakyatopa. Number one, the lineage. So the main Rikitsu is the main figure will be Shakyamuni Buddha, Regi.
Oh, is that it?
And then there's action tantra, it's called the Lotus Lineage. Lotus Lineage.
Now, is there a main lineage or is that
the Tathagata is the main figure.
No,
Tathagata lineage, and the main figure of that is Buddha Shakyamuni. Okay, action tantra has. And the second one is lotus lineage, right? The main figure for that is Amitāyu. Amitāyu? Buddha Amitāyu. Amitāyu is different than Amitābha. Amitāyu. And third one is called the Vajra lineage. And this main figure for this lineage is Muntupa, unmovable Buddha.
Akshobhya
is the one, yeah. Akshobhya Rab
Muntupa. Oh, yeah, that party. Akshobhya is ending yours.
Probably it's okay to say Akshobhya. It's Muntukpa is unshakable Buddha, is translated, okay? The Muntukpa said that ne Akshobhya lan to a. Quite similar. Pretty much the same. When you draw these two figures, they draw differently. It's like a Vajra Sattva and Vajra Dara.
So
you have two different figures, right? When you say Vajrasattva and Vajradhara. No. When you draw a Thangka, the image will be different. This is the same, you know. In the meaning is the same. So the among these three lineages, the Tathangata lineage is the supreme lineage.
The one toba yinasi, the Jajuriksumka, Tenubeji, the Junchia and the water, and the Gomia and the water, so the angry theme.
So then that it means that when if you have received the initiation. Excuse me, of Tathangata lineage, then you are allowed to practice all three of these lineages. And lotus lineage is the medium lineage. It's called the medium lineage. So if you having achieved initiation of the lotus lineage, you are allowed to do the recitation and meditations of the lotus lineage and Vajra lineage. And Vajra lineage is the last one. That the Rigpama means the inferior lineage. And having received initiation of Vajra lineage, you are merely allowed to practice. Recitation, meditation of that particular lineage, and that's pretty much it.
So by receiving
the action tantra, the Tathangata lineage, you are allowed to practice all three lineages, to recitation, meditation, and also study the tantric texts of these lineages. Yet, in order to receive, in order to bestow initiations, you must receive the individual initiations. You understand? Each one of these initiations, when you bestow initiations of these, of that deity. Okay?
That is the key. 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 That is
So, tamdom la nebe tones. Okay, so the samayas and vows, as the basis of your practice, and then on that foundation, you train the path into the path.
Jeduta, jaju lamla senchin semeni seduta. That is.
So the path is, as I mentioned in the text, it says the path of action tantra has two, has the two, with signs and without signs. So there are two yogas, remember? Two practices.
Dejo yelak yetes son imbare rwa se duta tambo tela dejo la tobi ke an samten ta dejo la mthobi samten se ene nang sing ni yori se imbare rwa.
So the first one, the with signs, has two, dependent on and not dependent on recitation, to endeavor in the basis of sound and mind. And self and other is the four branches, branched recitations.
So
that is the referring to with signs, okay, yoga with signs. One is depend on the recitations, one is not. The other is not.
Ane dry yela yorwa, semji yela yorwa, dak yela yorwa, yenji yela yorwa, skinny, did you yela ye imbarta?
So there are four branches, it says to endeavor in the basis of sound, mind, self, and other. Shi.
Oh, did you yela ye chirwa? Did you da? The dog yams will be a tomarta. Gondro chavi rumba licked on this. Said the dog, Gondro chavi rumba turn. Gondra liquor tongue, same barita.
And it says, continues, at the beginning, perform the stages of the preliminary activities well. So one must done the preliminary activities accordingly.
What do we mean by four phases of recitation?
Four phases of recitation, okay. The car is again under the Dejo and last, she says to us.
No,
the car's good stuff. Oh,
that's it. I'll deal with him, you said.
That explanation for that will come later.
That the name did that. That won't do Chavi Rambali were dancing to what Tomat won't do Chavat go yourself.
So, first, what we need is we need the preliminary activities.
Jeduta Tang on do, say any, Rixum G Chagia and Gogo, the same barita. Rixum G Chagia says you invite, not on Chagia.
Rixum G Chagia. Did I order again?
Then tell me now you get over my savvy the Chaman to.
Rixum G Chagia. Okay. Chagian Gogo, this. Chagia Chagos,
what did you?
Okay. So the preliminaries activities are referring to the mudras, for example, mudras which are common to both common to three lineages. You remember the three lineages we talked about?
Yeah, do that. So what? 用你当用你看当具有就是说给通了对吧？当往别某二八八耶稣啊，现在结果有吧？现在。
So the mudras is, for example, if you have done a Nyungne fasting retreat, you'll be familiar with this. At the beginning, in the first session in the morning, you start with Om Bhema Ubhavaya Soha. This is the mudra which comes from lotus lineage.
Okay. On Bemo Ubawa Yesoa, and Chagia the Dembalika in Barcelona.
On Bemo Ubawa Yesoa, and you put this mudra at your throat.
Yeah, and the name was. Yeah.
A throat.
On the Kache Gors, Bema Nashin.
Bema, okay, the Kandar again. Oh, yeah. You need to open like this, like a lotus, you know.
On Bemo Ubawa.
On Bemo Ubawa Yesoa. Not like that.
That? The Hinchi Guiri glass in there is. The Hinchi Guiri Chagia.
And then the Tathangata lineage mudra is like this. Can you see?
There is it. Then Om Sarva Tathangata Ubhavaya Soha.
Om Sarva Tathangata Ubhavaya Soha.
You
place this mudra at your crown.
No, it is. Ta Dodi Rigla Kars. Nakti Om Vajara Ubhavaya Soha.
And in terms of the mudra for Vajra lineage, is different, but the mantra is Om Vajra Ubhavaya Soha. So this you need some kind of flexibility. Like this is a good yoga for your forearms. Navel, yes. Put a navel like this. You make sure that you touch your the thumbs like this. Okay. On Vajra.
Ubhavaya
Soha.
That's easier than this one.
Which one?
This one where you have to put those two your pinkies.
Riksum ta chi chagja se du ta tela tigin ki gui rig jigi ngak dang chagja pemi rig jigi ngak dang chagja dorji rig jigi ngak dang chagja se ane soso ngosi gini kakachin redu wada.
So you remember that those three mudras and the three, you know, respectively, there are three mantras, and then three places, right? It's a different, right, for the different lineages.
That then, that chok chukurwa, ane sangji tamche yela chines.
No sir.
That chak zar goyorse, chak che goyorse rwa.
The next is the also this is part of the preliminary activities. You should remember the Buddhas in 10 directions. Remember Buddhas in 10 directions and do the prostration.
Oh, today do that. There is Om Sarva Tathang Gatha Se Ane Kanungo Kaya Vaga Zata Bajar Bada Panamana Bada Kanga Pada Benda Nakaro Me Seasgita Nakti Vyoyi Bada.
Remember that fasting retreat, that mantra?
Oh, also
Nyune, yes, Nyune practice.
No, she.
Fasting retreat practice.
Oti Nakta Tachik Jone, Sita Sanji Tamche Yela Chene and Chanta Yayim Bada Sarva.
And remember all the Buddhas in 10 directions, and then you put your palms together. And recite that mantra.
That then, Java Sedang Jivala, then so so glue, ten to Maria Teresa.
Then the next one is, you know, you offering your body to the conquerors together with their sons.
Lu ten to Maria.
Oh,
shit.
And then the going for refuge in three jewels and generating bodhicitta.
No, teshi. Ta tene tiba chimbo so jong domba langna ane lingju sirwa.
Then if you are taking the Mahayana precepts, eight Mahayana precepts, then you can take at this point.
Yang di chaji choga tani zong tes tinge so jong domba inji mini lingko siya chime imbarirwa.
So it's the eight Mahayana precepts is not mandatory. Okay, once you do this action tantra practice. But if you take that eight minor precept, that is the best. And here we have the tucheba is the taking washing one's face and hands and so forth.
Ani ta te song yin ba de ji ge ne me ma wo me sa de ni ni en ba la de ni ta chu chu lang ga yam ne de ni yo yong zo zhu go yo yin ba da.
And this is done in an isolated place. Okay, this is you're taking a shower in an isolated place, there's not many people.
But first you need to
blessing the water by reciting certain mantras and also do this specific mudras.
That ne, ah ne, then the yendo ne sala yangse, ah ne, ngakdang chagji chinji labne, then ne kamchu chi se, but ti chu chi goyo yin sarisho ba.
Sala chuche gores.
Sai chuche. Sala da. Ngak di chinje lam ni. Ani sai ge da kam chuche se yo yin bari.
Kam chu. Sala ngak chinje lam ni. Also you kam chuche. There is also this dry cleaning with the earth, okay, dirt. So you blessing the dirt. And then with this dirt, you clean your body.
First water, then earth.
Okay, do.
No, dry cleaning is with earth. The dry cleaning is the letter. The come to is the dry cleaning. Yeah.
Okay. 어때요? 사당 주소도 진질남니가 어느 뒤고 다음 주치 생도록.
So what is mentioned in the commentary is that you bless the water and earth or dirt, and you clean your body with these.
어때요?
Then you put the mud in your body, right? Make mud.
No, I'm trying to really get what
you're
doing.
Probably what you do is that when you finish, washing your body with water, then maybe you, put the dry earth on your body.
The Paula namchi thamo re wachi lagle thebu yo mars. And choka so nala ne dig mandu gasinde.
And this is not is mentioned that those texts that we practice in Tibet actually, because it's too cold, So this specific practice is actually omitted in the text.
You don't take it. That then, on the two dons, and then the Nerik jazz and looks. Then, you don't two don Nerik need. Rawon was great. There's a matter which ever seen you in Barcelona.
Two the cars again.
Neriks. Never request, say, and also.
To the Nyerik Chas.
sedu nyerik sia de lokha chi gendu.
Okay, it says in the text you should take this bath, okay, the bath, and also nyerik cha, I don't know that word, okay.
Then nyerik sedu da, rik sedu tukbara wa de, nyewa sedu ta.
And so, okay, so first this is you take a bath, and then you near touch. It says near touch. I don't know what it exactly mean.
Oh, that the true chetang sik des te.
That's a way of washing your body.
Chetu da, the two you chaklin lan dele chigi orse. De, dele chigi tene, dele kadam.
So that's it's a traditionally they done the, with this little water in your palm, and you put in different places and to visualize
to
clean this. This is called the near cleaning or near near rec is like a touch, near touching. So the great initiation of Guhya Samaja, okay, there is specific section that must be done, you know, at the end of the initiation. So you drink that three kind of times, okay. And then you touch two eyes. Two ears. No, two nostrils. Two shoulders. Yeah, shoulders. And navel. Head. And drink for three times. Yeah, touch first and drink. Yeah. That's called the near touching. Near, I don't know exactly what it means.
And
then you have when you have once you have done this, then you return back your seat cushion and sit on the cushion.
Lakarina tiki lingak yone dene sang chitor ne rangal. Ani rang song vichodun rangala sang chitor simbar.
And then you whatever deity you are practicing that time that you recite the action mantra of that deity and sprinkle water to yourself in order to protect oneself. Three times.
And
then the next one is you sprinkle this water to your meditation room or the area, and then you protect that area by sprinkling the water and recite the action mantra of that deity.
So these are the
preliminary activities must done well.
Yeah. Tatene Mujita Hatukuta Najor Gongo in Bariba.
And then the actual one is then actual is by means of the yoga of six deities.
Kedita the embody. Mujitongwa Dratan Yige Zuk Chakja Semil Haduk Najorji Daniel Harji Harji Najar Sanang Dru Seymanda.
Okay, it says here, it says the then the actual concentration is by means of the yoga of six deities of empty, sound, syllable, form, mudra, and sign to generate oneself as the deity and establish pride and clear appearance.
So ta tala choba dang toba sokto ne yin lag dun bi go ne ta sag jang chi se ro ba
so it's prior to this practice the actual practice one must invite the merit field okay the center figure of your merit field will be whatever the date you're practicing that point that time and then with that deity is surrounded by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the entire figures of the merit field, and you make offerings, you do the prostrations, make offerings, and so forth. The seven limb practice is done in relation to the merit field.
Tukje che mo la te ne sangje de changju senbi tsogju korwa nungji nam kar jen chang ne ane pe min dongwo kar tu nama tongtang tenpa yangshin jia chiwi tu na kyukar chiu tu sikyo wa se te yin pari tsogju jen chang ya.
So in terms of the fasting retreat, you know, there you have this particular section inviting Merrifield, right? This main figure will be Avalokiteshvara, surrounded by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and come to before one's space and sit on these Beme Dongbo, the lotus tree, lotus flower. You know, Dongbo is the stem with stem. And Yangshin Gyacheva means spacious, vase and spacious. Say it again.
Vast
and spacious, and sit upon that throne.
What is the name of that? So what is that?
So whatever deity you're practicing that specific time, you know, in terms of action tantra, there are 35,000 mandalas. Yeah.
Kāpsa pāpā lā kārī nā tī kō chibar hī gōgurā bāsa tā.
So whatever you're practicing at that time, whatever deity you're practicing.
Tēnī lāṃsāṃ yā lāṃ nē ngā chāṃsī kī yōvāsa tā.
Then you raise, stand up and do prostrations, right?
Oh, tī chāṃsār bī yāng lāṃ chī sā.
That is the limb of prostration.
Tēnī chobā mī kī yōrā bāsa.
And then you make offerings, the limb of offerings.
Tētā mē rā tā jīvā.
Together with mandala offering.
That
is the limb of offerings. So through this, you know, practice of seven limbs, seven limb practice, you purify negativities.
Mm-hmm.
You accumulate merit and purify negativities. And traditionally, you know, right after that, you do the four immeasurable practice.
Okay.
Remember, but it's not mentioned in the text here. But traditionally, we do that.
That then, talking na orang ni suhi kwa mami kwa tongbar jangwa ta kariye na then is inside it wa yang na odi kuna orang la tumi yujinje labar samya na wada.
Then the dissolution of varied field, right? You can do either, you know, they depart on their own boats, right? Or you can purify them into emptiness, or you can melt into light and dissolve into oneself, yourselves. So these three, one of these three. And then you can do the actual actual concentration is by means of the yoga. The first deity is deity of empty.
Okay, do. Da om soba wa hyo da sarva dharma soba wa hyo do hwaan sende gita ne. Ngakdong tenbi go ne da. Re, ane rangatang sa, ane lai ge te kona ni.
Okay, this is in the page 9. Recite that Om Subhavashuddha Savadama Subhavashuddha, huh? By remembering each one of the meaning of that mantra.
dine karchor sakin di nodan chenshin
bi ta da da ta ha yi ge ne te ko na ni tong wa ni
nos
dine bi yen me to mo wi go ne ta tong ni la nya bar ga yin sar
ba. So you remember that, you know, the empty one's emptiness as well as the emptiness of the deity, right? So the union of these two emptiness, you the point here is you meditate on emptiness.
Ta tong ba ting ngali dine Daila, see him, but it was. That never Daila, see it was.
So, the, from the state of emptiness, you generate the sound deity.
Oh, okay. Did that? Team, but what? Only because of Namkala Tabena, Genesis was again, Oman Bemem, he beaten Nagi, Dangin Nambada, Namkala, and Tabi Buachi, but it.
So in terms of, okay, this is referring to such as, okay, for example, Avalokiteshvara, right? Avalokiteshvara, Om Mani Padme Hum. When you recite that, Om Mani Padme Hum. The karsa di gong go chama sun sa, dai la sa di.
Ore wa di 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 di. Jeda, ta ti, ti hi an dang ji ki na ba ta nam ka la takvi mo wa chi ya di sa.
Ta ji nam ba nam ka la takva sun karsa wa.
Okay,
so you visualize that Avalokiteshvara recite this mantra from the space, or this sound of the Om Mani Padme Hum come from the space, from
Avalokiteshvara.
Sound deity,
yeah.
The sound is the deity. The sound of the mantra from space is the deity. Yeah.
Oh, that is some. Oh, that is that. That hundred, that hundred younger, so many people.
But not just Om Mani Padme Hum. You know, there are many different deities and different mantras, right?
Oh,
remember that.
Yeah. That some part, that is, Yigila, same part, what?
And the third one is the syllable deity, deity of syllable.
Oh, did you do that? Ani, that ngowo rang same imbalas.
Yes.
Ani, namba David jin kor niya kangwas kisang lo tang sirwa.
Yes. And here you visualize your mind. You visualize a moon disk, which is the nature of your mind. But as aspect, it is a moon disk.
What you do? Oh, tea thing to tenny. That is my tea thing to pound with number of the chin at any. That it can go. That be any diving gorgy thing to the water. And be ye gain number tenny. Oman be me on say at the ye gain number and copy more what ye are.
And, visualize that the mantra, that the sound of mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, for example, land on that moon disk, now in a form of a syllable.
Oh, telata, yigi la same barawa.
That is called the deity of syllable.
Oh, tinsa tirawa. Chitita, nyoni choga logna tina sevo yor sirawa.
These are very clear, you find very clear explanation in the Nyungni practice, sadhana.
Mm-hmm.
Nyungni, yeah, fasting retreat, just called Nyungni, yes.
Oh, did you? That, isn't it? That, tell us, isn't it, sir, what, isn't it? That, how can I come in, but, isn't it, Jigong, your sir, what?
So, independence upon this, then you need to generate whatever deity it might be.
Oh, that is going to do that. Ah, that be na. You only start to chew away na se ani. Ah, thing by you. Then the thing come to do. Ane, that we think only thing do carry. Be ma che. That thing do then you get here carry one more. Che, ane.
And And in terms of the Nyungme here, upon the Mundusk, you visualize a lotus flower. And on top of that, you have syllable Hong, Hongi Gabur.
No,
I'm sorry, syllable Shi, white in color, and emanate rays of light. And from that, you know, syllable emanate the forms of the deities. It says forms of deities and infinite number of lights. And goes to 10 directions, make offerings, extensive offerings. Bhagdameva means inconceivable offerings to the conquerors together with their child or son, children or sons. Bhagdameva chess, then they call
it. Then they call it. Then they call Then Yangcha and Billy go down all their true niggers.
And then once again you visualize, you know, emanate deities and rays of light and goes to 10 directions, and this second time you visualize, you know, these will solve the problems or the sufferings of all sentient beings, and they dispel the sufferings of sentient beings.
Then the Dali could not was it like by Tsuru Yone, then Bema Dangan Dava, the land turned by him.
And these rays of light, you know, return back to and return back and dissolve into the lotus Mundusk. And then mantra garland. Remember the mantra was landed on the Mundusk.
And then these
Yonsu Kyurpa means these becomes one. All these become one. Wejikombu in the form of light. And that is the basis upon which you generate variegated lotus flower and moon cushion, and upon which the Avalokiteshvara is seated. The Avalokiteshvara, 1,000-armed Avalokiteshvara. According to this is where we're taking the example of the fasting retreat,
ritual,
or the sadhana.
So there
are many different types of deities, as you
know.
So this is roughly, you can apply this to any deities that you're practicing. So when you visualize the complete deity, right? That is called the form deity, deity of form. And the next one is the deity of mudra. So the in terms of mudra, there are three types for the three types of lineages of action tantra. So the, in terms of Avalokiteshvara, this is the mudra, that the lotus mudra, you remember? So you're touching this mudra to five places. It's called the deity of mudra.
No,
Om Sarvatatangata
Ubabai. Om Sarvatatangata Ubabai. Om Sarvatatangata. un sarva da tanga to ba ba yi so ji kwa ji sir ba dor ji regla
vajra linich
om om ba jar oba ba yi so oba jar oba oba jar oba ba oba jar oba ba jar oba ba yi so ho tin din sarva da
ji ji like that
ho tin din ba de chak ji la se
this is called the deity of mundra
okay that ne semi la se ya da ti yi sari ada latala den be sanang tang ane eng sanang dumta ane talahi ngajar kaya tin sarerwa
and then the sign deity of sign is referring to the divine pride and clear appearance of the deity sana
oh dine do sin sare yeduda a robza dine yo da ba je do gong ta ga chi sare
We stop here for tonight.
Jeduda, Mugoya Chimir Servatande.
Easy to understand, right?
Nothing
difficult to understand, right? Change cowboy users. Okay.
In this last bit, when we've established the form, the deities, we are not the deity at that point. We've just visualized the deity. And in the last one, we are now the deity because we have the divine pride. So do we first generate that? Is that where we generate
the deity? No, do. Social hati ngoche yo marwas.
Oh, really? Is it?
Semil hake becomes so, tene semil hasadi, and a lying a jeshakota, tene sanado, keadi, the shinin go dinitsugurveske.
The maris.
No, that's not the case, actually.
Tango Tomar, Tony Gondini, say any rang sem not on one erogic churches.
So it's the beginning of these, you know, six deities. You meditate on emptiness, right? At that point, your mind and emptiness become inseparable one.
Okay. Oh, teni. Ah. Oh, teni. Ani teni ta.
Tongbe ngali.
Ha, an tongwa. Ti ngali an namkala an ngaji dadang sakchakware was.
And from the state of that emptiness, there's this proclamation of mantra, the sound of mantra, in a space, in sky. That's a part of your mind, though. That is the part of the activities of your mind. And then you visualize the moon disk, right? That moon disk is also a form of your mind, again.
Oh.
The moon disk, the Davichin Kor, the Namli Yorves, Kagong Kor, Davichin Kor.
Kagong Nandigurse, that Tong Sang Nam Kataverse. So,
when you visualize this, it's important to know that the entire space, entire thing is like vacuity. It's like a space. Okay, it would be wrong if you visualize this and while you are sitting here. You're visualizing this in front of you while you're sitting here separately. This is not like that.
Okay.
So there's none. Everything is purified into emptiness. So okay, the deity of form, then you yourself generated as the deity.
Okay.
And then you touch this mudra to five places, right? And then stabilize or bless.
That then
mudras.
Nisum 지 앙크르지 답지 않다고다 든데 누구서라.
And you also visualize these three syllables in three
places.
Some sadhanas, you visualize these three syllables in three places. And
so you
bless your these three places. The 용화에서 진지라고 하는 bless your body, speech, and mind. You place these three syllables in three places. And you invite wisdom beings. And you invite, in some cases, you invite wisdom beings and dissolve to oneself, and also invite the initiation beings and bestow initiation. These are, you know, this depends, you know, some sadhanas have these and some do not have these visualizations. So we have some homework questions to go through, so we better stop here. Where is my homework question? Put somewhere here. Oh, here. I'm sorry. Okay, the first is says, it said, in said that in order to enter into a great palace, one must enter sequentially outer, middle, and inner gates. What is this an example of? The 포랑 신분은 주두간에 치고 바르고 난고 스름비에시는 조국도와스 the 가리페레스게
오리.
Okay, who's going to give a shot?
Okay, I said this is an example of the doors that one must enter before entering the Vajrayana path. One must first enter the outermost door, which is going for refuge in the three jewels, and abide in the refuge precepts. This is the door to Buddha's teaching. Then gradually, one must enter the Mahayana path through the door of generating uncontrived bodhicitta. After that, one can enter the innermost door to secret tantra by receiving empowerment from a qualified master.
Ane tene tewa chimbyo lamle yan ju gores, chanju sim chima ma yinpa ran yul kyebe gwane tewa chimbyo lamle ju gores, di lam karsa di go parbat tinda gores, tanji di go tangbut chirwa gen. Ane go nangma di tene chanju samle chime nyuma tenyong du tene ngal shu gores. Ngal shu ya di ane go tabu di ane doji lobyon tsini tsangwa jine ane wansh nambar takwa shi tobya di tes.
What
about the palace?
Well, the great palace is the Vajray or the man. Maybe it's the mandala.
A picture the Kingor dangerous again.
That's Zuhyo.
You made it up, right?
It's a trick question.
It's a Buddhahood. Of course, it's a Buddhahood. Because we are walking towards Buddhahood, right? We try to take these baby steps to
Buddhahood. What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say?
So you need that. So for that, we need, you know, to cultivate refuge practices, right? Bodhicitta and so forth.
You
can actually elaborate this by you know, since the text only says it's been going for refuge in generating bodhicitta, right? You can say, you know, the train one's mind in the stages of path was common to small, and train one's mind in the path, the stages of path, which is common to middle middle scope, you know, scope or capacity, you know, generate renunciation. So forth. You have these stages of the path, you know, paths to enlightenment, right?
Yeah.
And the second question is, what is the difference between the entrance gate for Buddhist teachings and Mahayana path? Nangbe karsa di nili kewa karyoris ke tekwa chimbu lamgi gose da sanji ge chugul shugu go ni yorwa di nili kewa karyoris.
I put the entrance gate for the Buddhist teaching is going for refuge in the three jewels. To enter the Mahayana, one must develop the mind wishing to gain enlightenment for the benefit of other
sentient beings. That's right. The entrance gate for the Buddha's teaching is refuge, and the entrance gate for Mahayana path is the Mahayana. It's called the Mahayana Bodhicitta, conventional Bodhicitta. It says that the term we use here is Mahayana conventional Bodhicitta. Third question says, what is the difference between the entrance gate for mantra and mantra path?
The door to entering mantra is receiving the secret initiation, the great initiation from the qualified Vajra master, master, and entering the mantra path is generating oneself as a deity, similar in aspect to the form body.
Did this again? Ngalam lang jugbe godi, sinin. Can you tell me the second one, please? The path, tantra path, the entry.
Entering mantra path is generating oneself. Is initially generating oneself as the deity, similar in aspect to the form body.
So it's called then Debu Lamje. Debu means the result. Lamje means you're taking that result into the path, right? So that is actually a type of bodhicitta, right? That once you gain the realization of that bodhicitta, or you gain... Okay, so with this practice, the practice is the taking result into the path practice. Okay, through this practice, if you achieve the spontaneous bodhicitta, then you enter into a mantra path.
Teach zuku naba tebe ala hayi na jor gom ni ge tala nyoba tomar ki yondu ta yoga sem ki gzo ta ros cha gre se as ndu
sne. And then what you mentioned there is you said that, right? You said that you initially you visualize or generate yourself as the deity, which has similar aspect to the form body, right? And through that practice you achieve So once you have, you know, gained the realization of bodhicitta, or that you achieve the bodhicitta, spontaneous bodhicitta, then you initially gain the realization in relation to the tantra. Okay, you visualized the deity, which has the similar aspect to the form body.
And
once you gain experiential realization of that, okay, you understand? Experiential realization that, then you did the karchar
sadagya.
And then you have entered into the mantra. So here it seems like there's two different doors to enter into mantra, right? So that cannot be. There should not be two doors to enter into mantra.
Okay. So the
actual entrance gate should be when you generate this mind, okay, they wish to attain Buddhahood in order to benefit all sentient beings. With this motivation, you practice, you generate yourself as the deity, which has a similar aspect of the form body. Once you have gained that realization with a spontaneous bodhicitta, then you have entered into the mantra path. You meditate or visualize the deity yoga, okay? Practice the deity yoga, and once you have gained the realization of that deity yoga, then you have entered into a mantra path. Seems like there are two different types. Did you see the two different types of the gate? You didn't understand? Okay, the first one, the difference these two is, okay, first one, you have this motivation of attaining Buddhahood in order to benefit all sentient beings. But that you haven't gained yet. You gain through, by practicing the deity yoga, you gain this spontaneous bodhicitta, right? That is the entrance gate for mantra path, right? And the second choice, or second one, it says the second choice is the merely visualizing the deity yoga, which has a similar aspect of the form body. Bodhicitta is not mentioned here. When you gain a realization of that practice, then you have entered into the mantra path. One is you're gaining realization with the bodhicitta, spontaneous bodhicitta, and the second one is the realization of deity yoga.
The tzaban this, nribu namji tsuji sem jepa.
Tikaduge.
Tzaba terbat. Tat, masan di desa hiu kyo khide. Tat, di omati tawa kanduka.
Okay, so we leave. Okay, the last, the next question says, how many initiations are there in Action Tantra? Please identify them. Nga chagyu la wang kazu yores, wang de zo ngosin, ngunzi ches.
In Action
Water
Tantra,
crown,
only one.
That's right. Who's answering? Eric, is he doing your chat? Okay, you say, you can, okay, try. Try it.
Yeah.
Eric, did you let her do that? Okay. Okay.
No, that's fine. Reading my notes.
Just say those two initiations.
Water and crown.
That's right. Okay. Two parts.
Oh, yeah.
Now you debate.
That, didn't it?
Okay, that's right. Next question, last one, it says, what is meant by initiation?
Base initiations with two parts,
again, didirwas morang puwan de la
niduwas,
puwan de la yala niduwas.
Ori.
Dirwas ta.
He, ta pamang nis. Pamang ta, wang nis ta ni diya nan dirwas.
That's right, but you can say there are two initiations. The vase initiation has two parts. And Guya Samaja, you know, when the vase initiation is divided into nine. And the Heruka is 11 initiations. The vase initiation is divided in 11, and Yamantaka, the vase initiation is divided into 12 parts. So you can actually say there are two initiations, water initiation and crown initiation.
Okay.
But among the four great initiations, that is only vase initiation. The fifth, the last question says, what is meant by initiation? What is meant by initiation? Lynn, okay.
No, we've all decided.
No, why are you all
All right, I'll just say, initiation is permission given to the disciple to enter into the mandala of the deity and engage in the practices of the deity.
Wang said again, so, Kingo lo shuk chove chochen chick da, latte the thing, yamle chechove chochen res. Chochen tebres.
No, Nick looks over.
Pretty good.
That you go to Huba Zambla, the Ankhtani or Marcelo.
Merely entering into mandala, there's no. We don't use this term initiation though. Merely entering into mandala.
Oh, data. So what it is? That it is. Tandi, so Lam Gombala, Wanki or Sriva. 아니 아 드만 투바 아니 람 곰바 아 아니 니브 다 가르소리 군이야옥다 구순 도조 아니 단 주비기다 니바스 약이어라
맞아
대체 안에 대체 안에 달라 안 세고여 살스러워다
Okay, you are allowed to practice.
Ang se adi ta, thobyan ra wode kani thobyo se adi ta ang ti nivasi yakyo imbar se raba. Ang ti nivasi yakyo imbar se.
So the initiation will the main purpose of receiving initiations. Initiation will leave a potential. A nuba is a potential. And that potential can be like a potential which purifies, you know, negativities.
And
also there is a potential which is kind of like a seed which eventually it enables you to attain either four or three bodies of the Buddha. And in terms of Loa Tantra, you are allowed to practice. In terms of path, you are allowed to practice these yoga with sign and yoga without sign. And in terms of highest yoga tantra, you are allowed to practice the or meditate on generation and completion stages. Because of that, it is called initiation. Wang.
On tennis in the da Tanda Nikarangundi. Yeah, the Nangjong State Gorovata.
A homework question. Questions?
Da. Chajuji on Talada, Chudan Jovini, Chu on the Jovenka on New York of us.
Was
that Tinichi and it? That Chilean over the Enne Mandava Carriers.
Was
Chilean of Goa.
So, okay, in terms of action tantra, you have two initiations, right? Water and crown initiation. What is the difference between these two in terms of their functions?
Then you was, and I saw you took a chevala, and then Nancy Rob Sachina, and Sachin of Cassie Kong Kikon of Sachin of Cassie yours.
Okay, within the how many categories are there in the earth ritual practice?
Nibashi.
Sai Choga.
That's some bas, Tauntala and Kasiut. Yours.
How many, and the Sumba third question is how many categories are there in the preparatory practice? Fourth question.
Loma Tagon Chebalata Sachini Gun Chego Yorserva.
What are the five categories of the preparatory practice of disciples?
That is here. The Chajutics sum sosu gudane ngagdang chagjade kani kani desiro.
Please identify the mudras, mantras and mudras of the three lineages of action tantra. Of the action tantra. The partyarve kareske. You have to demonstrate in the class, stand by standing up. I'm just kidding. So in Action Tantra, they also mentioned about the practices of the yoga of six deities, right? What are the six deities? What are the six deities in Action Tantra? That will do.
And travel Namjit Surgi Sam Jeva, Zukur Namdon Lai, Nanjola, Nyoma Tomarji, and Alam Hughes.
Kandasa Gandhi,
Dribble Namjit Surgi Sam Jeva. Portang Chim was at York to Tendua. Satinia Yondo.
The pain at Tasha. Семьи чиндук со же тени тому инчин с чеман. Дужи ванги ин доча с нами се мео чин. Ти марваги. Пора чин бючина гонжук шинс. 19D.
Ти йог ты дедуга?
19D дедуга. 1570-18-19D дедуга. Окей, look at the page 6. 19AB, I think this one is page 6. It says the former destination of names is taught and has to. No, that's not the one. Like the entering that through the outer inner doors of the palace, it says the doors of entering to the teaching. Okay, so hold on, please.
Marson. The Kahi Marson. Yegus Marson. Tato Marson. Dribble Lamjit.
Three doors. Dribble Lamjit. Okay, on page 6, the last paragraph at the end, it says, when one initially generates the experience of the yoga of being, the deity, similar in aspect to the form body, one enters the mantra path. The last sentence of the page 6.
It is generated
in the manner of using the result in the path.
No,
When one initially generates the experiences of the yoga of being the deity similar in aspect to the form body, one enters the mantra path. Okay, please memorize that. Memorize that sentence, two sentences. Okay, two sentences in this case. Del sentence ni me pui den ding inch kagar wagi.
Ate kagar dere di inch mangan duwa tet.
Sentence lan di rimbu di.
Reva
sentence ching mush mundu gende la. Del sentence ching deba do sentence ching wagi. Then deba do sentence ching resh. You can actually. No, you have to include the using the results in the path too.
Just as when one generates happens from
mind. Just, so start with the word just.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Just when it generates the, okay, uncontrived mind wishing attained the enlightenment of the respective vehicle as enters that specific path. The quality that makes this vehicle superior to others is that mind generated in the manner of... Yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay.
Please.
Chanchu semcho rinpo je ma je pa na je 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 va nyamba me pa ya ga. Deva